you're in that area, what have you heard on the racetrack? Is it dead and water?
As far as I know, it is. The banks, Harvest and Ozark Mountain are fighting over who's got first position on the land, and it's just. But as far as I know, the last I talked with Tom Gannon, which has been 3 months ago.
Well, there was going to need to be some major reconfiguration at that intersection.
At 86, that still needs to be there. That truly still needs to go because, first of all, that's a very short route to the airport. And second of all, we badly, for economic development reasons, need a small industrial park that has rail access. We're really losing a lot of quality jobs because we don't have rail. And that is in there. And that was part of the racetrack plan, was this industrial park. And so we can have rail, highway, air integration. And then that gives us also a central services corridor for things like central collection of sewer and that kind of stuff down through there, which is badly needed down in that area for the airport, McMillan Homes, Fruit Farm Road, Country Farm Estates, and all that.
As a crow flies, what's the distance?
A mile and a half.
A mile and a half.
And road distance, this looks like it's going to be 2-something. And there was a preliminary, it wasn't a design, but it was a route. And there was 2 routes. There was actually the one that Great River proposed went around the north end of the runway. When you go out there and look at that, to me, that's pretty dicey. But if you go a little bit to the south, the way they built the airport was off of J Highway from the south, and there's already roads that go to the tower and around that end. That's all there. And if we were to come through there and go over to that, we could get there pretty easily. I mean compared to the other way, pretty easily. But there's a lot going on there if we could just get through it all.
What about right-of-way? Was there any acquisition done at all?
No. Okay. But what I would like to do now is find out which bank is left standing and work with them, because fundamentally, there's an indeterminate value to that land, to them. They don't know. I mean, it's whatever somebody will pay for. If we could get the right-of-way from them right now, I think it would even encourage an investor at some point to know that there could be through traffic coming right straight off of the highway, right over to the airport, and they could be on it. And so I'm thinking that's, at least in my estimation, a way forward. But there are so many players and so many moving parts that it's just...
Yeah.
Hard. And nobody wants, I mean, it's money. And so does the county have money? No. Does the state have money? No. Do private people have money? No. Well, that's always the first response. But if you can get a return on investment, some of that stuff moves around a little bit. So that's kind of what I'm thinking there. Like the STIP. None of the projects, the big projects we've done, have really started way out in the outer lands and worked their way out of the STIP and all that. It's usually once we find some kind of partnering of money, then they get on the STIP. That's how that seems to go. So just because that is not on the STIP currently, I think if we could find money to match ODOT money, we could advance that into this STIP. That would be a huge step forward on some pretty badly needed stuff. So, anyway, that's things that we're working on. So, but there's a whole bunch of other pieces. And I've been in meetings. I've actually been in meetings with Big Cedar people, which I come out of the meeting and not sure I know any more of their business than when I went in. But they're serious about doing something that involves that area down in there.
That's good.
So, and Mr. Morris is buying land, like, crazy down there. He's bought Tate Road all the way down in there along the lake. He's got most of that around Big Cedars all bought. I think he might even be going into Paradise Point and buying some of that stuff. So he's really buying a lot of land. And what the staff down there told me was that he felt like their build-out of nationwide store network was where it needed to be, and they needed to come back here and refocus on doing some things. But at any rate, we need to be prepared here to say that that Highway 86-65 interchange needs to continue to be a priority and some kind of connector road.
Well, we need to take into consideration with the people involved and with Johnny, is that there's going to be something happen out there in the story. So part of our job would be anticipate to a certain degree, I would think, and how we would move forward on. He will do something with that. Johnny will wake up one morning and say, here's what I want to do. Let's get it done. He may tear it down the next day, but he will move on it. And it would appear to me that with not knowing their long-range plans, but knowing their past, is that he's not doing the acquisition on landlines unless he's got something in the works.
And I believe that to be true. And that there are players that are not normally connected to him that are advocates for what's going on. So I believe they're involved some way that I don't know what it is, but I believe that to be the case. And so that means...
Well, you know, good, smart players, they don't go in and build it. They acquire before they build, and then control.
So can I tell people around the county that Disney's coming?
Yeah. I was just thinking that myself. I think we need to start another Disney rumor, and it's going to be out there, and we need that intersection. That's what I was thinking.
But yeah. I just don't exactly totally know what it is, but my involvement is that they're talking central services and roads out in that area that's going to be, and then I'm my economic development hat. I know we've worked with a lot of folks, including the railroad. So that it's doable, but it does take a private investment component. And this may be it. I don't know. Well, but we don't want to get caught off guard and say that we don't even have it on the horizons anyplace. Right. That's why I think that's important.
I think you're remiss if you do. I mean, knowing the past and anticipate the future there is that. I think that's the area.
Something else is going on, and I'm not exactly sure what it is now. Many of you may know or you may not know, but Gary Snedden's got some pretty serious health problems, and I'm meeting with his brother, Daryl, as soon as we're done here today. And Daryl will have something on his mind. This isn't just a social call, so I'll have to see what that is. That could easily impact some of the stuff we're doing, too.
Gary, by the way, has made some improvement.
That's what Kathy said. That was good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's kind of, at least District 1, that really the key things are on here, and it just hasn't changed all that much.
And what I was thinking, you know, you said how many projects do we each get. I can't think of maybe one more I'd add, so if you want mine...
What happens here, I think, at least, is that the people around the table, and I'll say Buddy Roberts told me this, he says, look, there's not going to be any more projects, so we're not doing anything. I don't see that as the case. I think these should be legitimate, defendable projects, and if they get down to 10, but we're still advocates for them, that means that we did 30 other ones that needed to get done, and they got taken care of by MoDOT or by us or whatever. I think this is very encouraging to have three of these and two blue ones, that what we've been working on is making it through the system.
Well, some sense of accomplishment with the color there.
Sure.
And what we've done, I think. But you're absolutely right, Rick, and keep moving forward, because there's not anything happening right now. It's kind of in a la-la land. But if we'd done it with the city on a 20-year plan back when I was involved, we wouldn't see the cut-through roads to 76. So having that plan effect, but I don't know what I would add.
Things change. I mean, yeah.
Sure, and there may be
in the future stuff is going to come up.
But we allow for that in this matrix. Yeah. Is that those things to change safety wise, et cetera, et cetera.
I was looking at some of these on here, say the small, and I'm just picking on these small projects. Covenant Creek in blue, that MoDOT's going to take care of, so them's going to leave the list. So that's going to leave some room. But the next small project, 116-248, of course, that's going to be a MoDOT issue there. I can't work on that. But I was looking for something that maybe the county could work on off of this list as the next highest priority to you guys. Something that might be able to be done in-house. One thing.
Holsford Road, I don't
Holsford
know what that
Road,
is.
Holsford Road, traffic calming, basically. I mean, we've got it posted. I could look at that. I mean, it goes to a creek down there where it's fairly heavily traveled in the summertime. Other than that, it's just local traffic down there. But Buddy had that on there. And I don't know exactly what his intent with that is.
I also believe 4-2, the 176-160, isn't MoDOT doing something with that in conjunction with all these other things they're doing?
Yeah.
I think that one.
That one actually should have been
a blue or a green.
Isn't that the one right here north of Forsyth?
Uh-huh.
It's tied in with these others.
Yeah, it is.
So that should be colored blue. Because I think that was... That would be MoDOT in the city of Branson, I believe, wouldn't it?
Which were you at?
Point Royale Drive.
Unfortunately,
was that,
yeah.
Was that...
that was a stoplight type situation.
Was that a stoplight?
I don't know.
And MoDOT says they'd allow the signal if somebody paid for it, or they put it on their list, their 20-year list or something like that.
We've got 990 units out there now. So we get pretty good traffic. Randy, a question on 165 and 265. And
yes.
That is...
By the Chateau?
No, you're talking the other end.
The other end, the south end.
The other end, which I know it's state, but also we're county involved too, aren't we on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we come up to the intersection, and that's where our maintenance...
We visited briefly with Beth at one time about maybe doing a slow sign there on the intersection, dangerous intersection, and it's still, before you look and before you go, something's coming around, there's just not enough time.
Together.
Coming from the east, you still could improve that sight triangle some. That could happen coming from the east. Coming from the west towards the lake or that way, there's a hill that you come up the incline, and so they just pop the hill and they're there. But coming from the other direction, that the nose of that point could still get knocked off, so it's a little rock.
Sounds like
we could have that survey and find out what the right-of-way is, if there's anything we can do there without having to acquire.
It's a sight distance problem, number one, in that the time that you make the commitment to go ahead and go, bang, they can be on you. So there's some way to slow the traffic. And, the stop sign you put up, the city put up at the White House Theater and stuck a little blinking light on top of, really gets your attention. And this old sun.
Mm-hmm. Solar powered, yeah.
I wonder about rumble strips in conjunction with a sign.
It might very well be, but that's a problem there. Is Ryan, and you could be running 35 mile an hour and you're on top of someone before they get pulled out.
Yeah.
It's really a safety hazard.
So, we could put up a slow sign back on our part. I don't know if we could talk with MoDOT if there's something they could do on their part, to slow the speed. But one of the things you put up dangerous intersection, isn't that kind of throwing a lot?
Yeah, we don't do that.
That's kind of a liability issue.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, so they improved that. They knocked part of that blow up off at one point.
They did.
But it's still, the curvature still is just...
But it could be better. Because when you come down the hill there and you look back, actually, the truth, because I go through there quite a bit, I don't live far from there, night is better than day. because you see heaven. See who's around the corner.
Yeah, you can have your wife and all the kids looking and still.
Yeah,
just can't get out.
And of course, there's a lot of tourists there. It's really hard on them.
Yeah.
The traffic relief routes, they really do use that to go south to 65 and come in that way, and it.